This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
In a world of pure imagination.
Wish. The food prices, the main driver of food prices, is not the price of beef and eggs, etc., although they're up. It's packaged goods. Packaged goods. You're going to see people not buying Kellogg's Raisin Bran, which you're going to see them buy another Raisin Bran, which is going to be a dollar cheaper.
You can Google it.
Right after a healthy breakfast of juice, toast, and store-brand imitation Frosted Flakes featuring Terry the Taggart.
Their food. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And while this was happening, my desperate opponent pulled a stunt, and you guys fell for it.
I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book. What a goof. What's with you, man? Come on.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We've got a lot planned for this Friday, including a visit from Dr. Matt the Vet, Police Blotter Facts Friday. Former Governor Paul LePage of Maine will be joining us in the second hour of the show. But first, we begin today with news from San Francisco. Elon Musk officially took over Twitter today, and he hasn't laid off 75% of the staff, but they were streaming out of the headquarters in San Francisco, weeping and moaning and gnashing their teeth and talking about how dangerous it is to have free speech again in the world. But the I guess even bigger story, at least for a while today, is the assault on Paul Pelosi, the husband, the 82-year-old husband of Nancy Pelosi. He was attacked this morning by a hammer-wielding hippie, a 42-year-old hippie from Berkeley, California. They're going to try to portray him as a MAGA type. They already are on the message boards of the Democrat Gospels on the internet. But they're going to it's going to be difficult to call this guy David DePape or Pap a deplorable, an irredeemable, a bitter clinger. He's a and again, we wish the best to Paul Pelosi. He's had a tough year. First, there was the drunk driving rap in Napa Valley, and he got probation on that, and then this happens to him when Nancy's out of town. Apparently, they don't have Capitol Police protection. So this guy got in, this hippie got in, and attacked him with a hammer. So I guess, you know, again, we need common sense hammer law reform. And please, no jokes on the Trump line about how he got hammered earlier in the year and now he's been hammered again. We don't need those kind of cheap jokes. But anyway, they're calling him, he's a Castro supporting nudist transient from Berkeley. And when they say Castro in this sense, they're not talking about Fidel and Raul and Cuba. Castro is a district in San Francisco. It's one of the gayer of the gay districts in San Francisco. That's where Harvey Milk was from, the pederast member of the Board of Supervisors who was gunned down back in 1980, I guess it was. But when they say he's a Castro nudist activist, that doesn't mean he's from Cuba. It means he's from the gay district. But they also say he's from Berkeley. He's got all kinds of crazy posts. This is from heavy.com, but he's described in Heavy. Basically, what they do is they Google this, the name, and then they come up and they just catalog everything that comes up. A 2013 article in the San Francisco Chronicle mentions DePape, although his name is spelled wrong, describes him as a hemp jewelry maker. Now, you know a lot of people that are deplorables who are hemp jewelry makers, right? The article also reported that DePape was the best man at the naked wedding. The naked wedding of a well-known pro-nudity activist named Gypsy Taub. Gypsy Taub. A 2008 article in the Oakland Tribune. I think, is the Oakland Tribune still around? I thought it went out of business. It probably did. Accessed via newspapers.com, reported that David DePape, the accused hammer man, and Gypsy Taub have three children together. Now, Gypsy Taub, his consort, you might say, Hammerman's consort, says she is originally from Moscow, Russia. A lot of people from Moscow, Russia. You know, like Max Boot, the guy who wants you to fight in Ukraine, but not him. Gypsy Taub is identified as the homeless youth director at Jerry Garcia Family Healing Clinic. Taub has told the media that she believes 9/11 was an inside job. In 2013, in an article on IndieBay.org, Taub mentioned DePape as the, again, DePape is the guy who's accused of hitting Paul Pelosi over the head with a hammer, as a photographer at a nudity ban protest in San Francisco's Castro neighborhood. So this is the guy who they're going to say that this guy is a MAGA. That Donald Trump inspired him to do this. That's what I guarantee you. That's what you're going to hear tonight. But come to your own conclusions after you look at his CV, his curriculum vitae, and Gypsy's curriculum vitae too. But let me just read you some of the things that were posted on the Boston Globe thread underneath the story here. I went to the Fisk game. That's the guy's handle. This is Trump's America. Outside looking in. The Republican rhetoric seeming to accept violence as a solution is filtering to our right wing, to the right wing extremists. Joe Hill. As in, I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night alive as you and me. Joe Hill, chances are good, quite good, it's a Trump terrorist like those who stormed the Capitol. Because there were a lot of hemp jewelry makers and nudity activists from the Castro district in San Francisco who were there at the Capitol on January 6th. All right, 844-500-4242. The best response I saw to it was from Rand Paul. When Rand Paul was assaulted by his neighbor tried to kill him in Newport, Kentucky. And I think that was later in the year after the Bernie bro fired at him at the congressional baseball practice with Steve Scalise was shot. And Ron DeSantis was almost shot. He was in Congress at the time. And Nancy Pelosi's daughter tweeted out how pleased she was that Rand Paul had been attacked by this nut, his neighbor. And I think he had some fractured ribs and a collapsed lung. It was a very painful experience for Rand Paul. But he said, unlike what Nancy Pelosi's daughter tweeted out about me when I was almost killed, I have deep sympathy and I'm extending my best wishes to for the speedy recovery of Paul Pelosi. Okay, 844-500-4242. So he was chanting, he was yelling, where is Nancy when he broke in? I don't know. What he? But anyway, we got some other news to get to here, political news. I would say the locally, the big political news is that the latest poll is out. General Bolduc is now tied, officially tied. He's been closing in for weeks. But he, according to a new poll today from New Hampshire Journal / Coefficient, he is not. They are now tied at 45% each. 45% each. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is in Florida. He was teeing off at the Trump National Doral for one of these new LIV Saudi Arabian golf tournaments. And so one of the reporters yelled out to him if he wanted to talk about Ron DeSantis, who was not invited to his election, almost election eve rally. It's on Sunday before the election in Miami for Marco Rubio, who's pretty far ahead, about as far ahead as DeSantis is in his race. They were basically trying to see if he wanted to say something nasty about DeSantis, and according to the Palm Beach Post, Donald Trump responded of DeSantis, "He's a nice man. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me into trouble." When was the last time Trump said anything like that? He likes to get into trouble. It's my experience with Donald Trump. Maybe this is the new mellow Donald Trump that we have here. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The stock markets have leveled off. They may even go up briefly in anticipation of a red wave November 8th and what could be at least a temporary return to political sanity. But do not be lulled into complacency when it comes to your personal finances. Brandon is still the president. This may just be the calm before the storm. Once the election is over, you know gas and fuel prices will really go through the roof. This is why you should be taking a look right now at precious metals. Historically, in times of crisis like the one we're in right now, precious metals are one of the best ways to protect your assets. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing right now is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold could go as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in just 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. And I thought about making this a broader poll question than it was, but I thought about saying, what's going to happen in the next 6 months? Gas lines, diesel oil, home heating oil rationing, or electric blackouts. But and then I'd do all of the above. And then I realized everybody would say all of the above. So I decided to go in a different direction. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be gas lines within the next 6 months?
Yes, there will, I think.
74% of the audience agrees with you. 26% do not think there will be.
844-500-4242. All of this political talk has me down in the dumps, says 860. How about a death pool to tribute? What's to be down in the dumps about? It's the news is great here on the in the political front. Here's you want a story from this is from the New York Times. As governor, meaning talking about New York governor's race, as governor's race tightens, a frantic call to action among Democrats. A frantic call to action among Democrats. How can you be depressed by that kind of news? Meanwhile, the New York Post today endorses Hochul for, endorses Zeldin against Hochul, I should say. We have suffered too long from, and this could apply to just about every blue state there is, including Massachusetts, disastrous, inherently corrupt one-party rule. No bail, another lunatic revolving door, criminal justice reforms. Violence on the subways and in the streets. A ludicrous energy policy that sent utility bills soaring, slamming consumers and strangling jobs. Highest in the nation's taxes, failing but expensive public schools, and crushing job-killing business regulations. Welcome to Blue America across the board. By the way, people are texting me, too, that the price of home heating oil today is up 30 cents. Just today, I got it in front of me here. Massachusetts home heating fuel oil prices. This week, $5.69 a gallon. You know what it was a year ago? $3.32 a gallon. That means it's up 72% year to year. 72% year to year. And Brandon says, oh, inflation's over. And if there's any problem, just buy the generic Raisin Bran, and you'll get plenty of fiber. Yeah. John Kerry mulls White House exit to dodge congressional inquiries and make more money. How predictable was this? What have I been saying? If Republicans take over the House and the Senate, there'll be a foot race between Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska and Representative Chip Roy of Texas to see who can serve him a subpoena first to ask him questions. What I want to know is once he quits, what is this going to mean for our Freedom of Information Act request at the Boston Herald?
Can I get out of here, please?
To get his payroll. It's due on October 2024, you know? I don't know what's going to happen. And some people say, he wants to run for president. You know what? I don't really see that in the cards. I mean, I would say Hillary is more likely than him. I just looked at he was born in December of 1943. So that means when the New Hampshire primary rolled around, he would be 81 years old. I mean, I know Bernie's thinking of running again, but, you know, Bernie can get away with it because it's just a grift, you know. If Bernie wasn't running for president, he too would be a hemp jewelry maker in the Castro district, like the guy who's charged with assaulting Paul Pelosi.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
I don't think so. 844-500-4242. We got a lot more stuff to get to. A lot of Kerry Lake stuff here today. They made an arrest in the burglary of Katie Hobbs. Katie was suggesting that it was some kind of Republican modern day 21st century Watergate. Turns out it was a homeless African who burglary. I guess another MAGA guy. I guess, you know, Dave DePape, the homeless Angolan in Arizona. Donald Trump has people everywhere. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. TMZ reported Wednesday that Jerry Lee Lewis had shed his mortal coil and would not be coming down for breakfast. Yesterday it was reported that Jerry Lee Lewis was still hanging in there. Today, there's been an update, and reports of his death are no longer greatly exaggerated.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness, get wrecked, you're quitting balls of fire.
Is his cousin Jimmy Swaggart still alive? Yeah, for indeed that was his cousin. Jerry, this is what Donald J. Trump, he didn't leave a message today. I don't know, Taylor's off for a few days and Donald Trump just doesn't leave us any more messages. I don't know what's going on.
Jimmy Swaggart is 87 years old, still alive.
So he's the same age. They're the same age. Still hanging in there. Jerry Lee Lewis was beloved by everyone, said Donald Trump, a real bundle of talent, energy, and everything else necessary to be a star. He just passed away. Our warmest regards to his wife, Judith, and family. He will be missed, exclamation point. I think I interviewed Jerry Lee Lewis once. I think I may have told the story in the past back in the 70s. They brought me in right before he did a show in Winston-Salem, where I was working at the time. And he had a shaker of salt and some cut up lemons, a bottle of tequila, and a huge stack of $100 bills that would like choke a mule. And I said, Jerry Lee, it's a pleasure to meet you. How you doing? And he said, long as I make $1 million a year and spend two, I'm doing fine. I thought, wow.
Did he offer you any tequila?
No, I was working, Grace. You know better than that.
Did he offer
not
you
when
any,
I'm working.
Any $100 bills?
No, but he was something. He was really, he was a great ball of fire. There's no question about that. I guess he was really the last of the rockabilly guys that was alive.
But we should really get a list going of all these random people that you've interviewed over the years. There really are a lot, like, you know, these celebrities who I wouldn't have guessed you'd met that you have.
Yeah, that was my one and only time, but, you know,
More than most people is once.
All right. It's time now for Grace with the news.
All right. So, Howie, I don't tend to recycle things for my show, but I do think this is worth it for your audience. Elon Musk is taking over Twitter. He tweeted out that the bird is free. And if you'd be so kind, could I read to you my favorite reaction, which was Howard Dean?
Yes.
All right. So Howard Dean in April, when he first found out, when there was first rumblings that Elon Musk was going to take over, he tweeted, "Hi, Twitterverse. Many thanks for the knowledge and sharing over the past 10 years or so. If Musk takes over Twitter, I will be off within a few hours. Might be just as well for my well-being, but I've learned a lot of valuable stuff from many of you. Thank you all, Howard." So that was April 25th, okay? Mm-hmm. This morning at 7:05. "Hi, Twitterverse. Elon Musk fired folks at Twitter, so I'm firing Elon, as I said I would. Hope to see you all on another platform. I'll stay on this one today for your suggestions. Thank you all. Thank you for all you've contributed. I still wear Brooks shoes made in the USA, thanks to you." And Carol Markowitz put them both side by side, and she said, "You already said goodbye and thanked us in April. Why are you still here?" This is like the equivalent of, if Trump wins, I'm going to move to Canada. Like, stop making these promises if you're not going to, you know, actually make good on them.
How can we miss him when he won't go away?
Exactly. It's just unfair. I'm sure next month he's going to say, "Hi, Twitterverse, comma. It's just annoying.
I just thought of another great country line. Walk out backwards so we'll think you're coming in.
This is news about another billionaire. Jeff Bezos' net worth plummets by $9 billion as Amazon stock plunges.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. I don't want people to get too worried about him. But Jeff Bezos was $9.1 billion poorer on Friday as Amazon stock fell by nearly 7% in the wake of a less than stellar earnings report. This is maybe why he's telling people to get ready for a looming recession.
First Zuckerberg, now Bezos.
It ain't right, man. It ain't right. Now, this is from West Wing Playbook today. It says, say it ain't so, Amtrak Joe. Hundreds of groups led by the National Retail Federation urged the Biden administration in a letter Thursday to get more involved in labor negotiations after a second union voted down a tentative contract agreement with the rail industry on Wednesday.
Now, this Joey was, baby!
This was something Joe was touting as a big success just a few weeks ago, and it seems like it's like the student loan conversation. This isn't over yet.
So, you know, so we have supposedly 25 days of diesel fuel supplies left in the United States. And now they're saying there could, that two, not one, but two of the big railroad unions in the country have talked about going out on strike after the midterms, but before Thanksgiving and before Christmas. This could be a bad holiday season.
Yeah, and I also just think that after these midterms, Howie, I don't know how you feel about this, but I have a feeling that Amtrak Joe, he's going to get put on the train and he's going to have to go away. I don't think the Democrats are going to allow this to go on much longer. They're not as forgiving once you lose them power, you know? I think they can really cut you loose once they don't think you're useful anymore.
But they're still giving him a pass on saying that gasoline was over $5 a gallon. I mean, that got a lot of play on on the New York Post and on talk radio like my show, your show, but none of the state-run media picked it up.
Well, as I keep reminding you, and I'm surprised that you keep forgetting this, the fact checkers have been on vacation for a few years.
These are facts. Check them out.
They don't plan on coming back. You can Google it. They're gone.
You know, I can understand that. Apparently, this guy, what's his name at CNN? Donald Dale or David Dale or
Chippendale?
Daniel Dale.
Yes.
Did he get laid off with all the rest of them?
I don't think so.
Maybe I haven't seen anything by him, right?
It's the easiest thing to fact check. I mean, I know that some things, like these old stories about him, you know, working, I don't even know. There's so many of them. I know those ones are kind of tricky when he says, my grandfather was all American and blah, blah, blah. It's like you might have to go back and really start calling people up and trying to get some. And I know that reporters don't like to do that anymore, Howie. Things have changed a lot since.
No, I know that I'm one of the few people around who can still remember that freshmen didn't play football until 1972. But you're right. I mean, gasoline prices in January of last year are pretty easy to recall.
Yeah. Yeah, most people can remember
that. Google it.
And more bad news for Joe Biden. Catholic voters in swing states strongly disapprove of Joe Biden. Who could have seen this coming?
I never understood in 2020 when they'd do an occasional poll of Catholic voters and say the Catholic voters were, for Joe Biden, 53-47 or whatever it was. I couldn't imagine it as a Catholic myself. I mean, how could any, because most Catholics work, you know, how could anyone who works, whatever your religion, whatever your race, how could you be for the Democrats?
Well, I think, too, for a lot of people, the confusion is like if you don't support abortion, and you know that is a pretty big part of the Catholic religion, then how do you support a president who's been pretty open with the fact that he supports, I don't even know if, I was asking Emma this earlier, Howie, I don't know if he's ever set any limits he thinks should be on it. Maybe he has, but now he's just saying Roe versus Wade, read it, look it up. So he hasn't been very clear about where he stands on abortion. So that's always my question. Like, wouldn't you rather the guy or the candidate who is going to
He doesn't need to say anything, Grace. His entire 50-year career is just whatever is the most expedient position to take in terms of Democrat orthodoxy. That's where he is.
Yeah, and you know what? Since we're talking about fact-checking, Howie, if I thought that no one was ever going to fact-check me or call up things that I've said in the past, I would do the same thing. Like, I would change my position every single day because it's so much more fun and it's way easier. But being consistent is tricky. And you're right. He's never been consistent.
The great thing is, you know, like a lot of people don't lie because they know that their spouse or their boss or the grand jury is going to call them out. Right?
Right.
But being a Democrat, nobody is ever going to fact check you. So you can say whatever you want.
Yeah. No, it's true. And Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are showing up in Pennsylvania to try to push John Fetterman over the line, Howie. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if Kamala Harris talking about electric school buses is going to be the thing that really cinches this for John Fetterman. But, hey, I could be wrong.
You know, she wants to transition to electric buses. This may be the time since we don't have any diesel fuel left in the country.
Yeah, you're right. It is a good time for that. Did you see the story yesterday about how they have electric buses? She was in Seattle talking about it. They have all these electric buses, and they're all out of service because they can't find the parts to fix it. And in fact, they've said, I can't remember who it was who said it. Someone in Seattle said, we'll never do this again. We'll never get electric buses again. But there she is telling them, we're going to bring more electric buses to you. And everyone's like, no. Well,
this happens over and over again, Grace. Remember, they had, I think Brandon went to visit an electric bus yard in Philadelphia, but then it turned out that they bought all these buses, but they can't go up hills.
I know,
especially when it gets cold. They just can't do it. So they're all just sitting there. And then last summer, the state of Connecticut bought a bunch of a fleet of electric buses, and they had a big press conference about them in front of them on a Friday afternoon, and the next day in a different bus yard one of the buses just caught fire. I mean, thank goodness nobody was there. There was no lightning bolt, there was no leak. It just poof.
Howie, when I was younger, and this isn't to brag, this isn't to rub this in anyone's faces, I did one year for Christmas get an electric scooter. Okay, and it was just like a small scooter, but it could go on battery. You didn't have to push it at all. And I would charge it all day long. And you know how far it'd get me? It'd get me down the hill. And I think that was just gravity. And then to go back up the hill, you just start to hear it. You start to hear it going, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to push it. And then I end up just walking it up the hill. I mean, this is just, I can't imagine how hard it is for a bus to make it up there.
Speaking of famous people who are no longer with us, who I interviewed once, T. Boone Pickens. I interviewed him at the Republican convention in Tampa, Florida. And you know who was sitting with me? Kelly Ayotte, of all people, the former senator from New Hampshire. And we were talking about electric trucks. And he said, you think you could ever build a battery big enough to push an 18-wheeler up a mountain?
I know. I don't know.
And I thought to myself, I don't know much about batteries or trucks, but I'm thinking T. Boone Pickens has got a point.
Yeah, I think he did too. Hey, Howie, just one more thing. Everyone who's listening right now, you'll probably be listening during Police Blotter Facts Friday. You can still enter to win the Gen 21 heater. We're going to announce it during Police Blotter Facts. So you still have a few hours to get on there. Go to HowieKarsher.com and enter your email if you want to win the Gen 21 heater. I'll be announcing the winner in just a few hours.
And even if you don't win today, we're going to have a new contest next week, which is also going to be a great contest. As long as your email address is on at HowieCarshow.com, just get your email address on our website. You're entered to win. And it's we're going to have more great contests as we go into the holiday season.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
You know, I love all of MyPillow's products. I sleep on their pillows. I wear their slippers. I even got a new bed down here in Florida that I love so much. It's the most comfortable mattress I've ever had. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's MyPillow's bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. And you know how much I value my sleep. They're luxurious, ultra-soft and breathable, but also extremely durable. They even come in a variety of sizes and colors, which my wife, the mailroom manager, loves. For a limited time, Howie Car Show listeners can get these amazing sheets for as little as $29.98. That's right, as little as $29.98. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. Call 800-658-4965 or go to mypillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 863 says electric buses. Follow the green back road. Follow the green back road. Exactly. You'd say the same thing about any of these green scams. It's all greenbacks. No green energy, but lots of greenbacks. And you know who makes the phony baloney transitional technology? Not green China. Red China makes them. They make more money than the bundlers for the Democrat Party. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, thanks for taking my call and have a nice weekend. Listen, I don't know if you can answer this question or not, but the guy that attacked Paul Pelosi, after 24 hours, will he be released without bail?
You know, there are many interesting questions, Bob. Another question, did they call the police or did they call a social worker?
Anyway, the
good news as far as the prosecuting this guy, at least that guy Chesa Boudin, the son of the radical terrorist, at least he's been ousted by the voters of San Francisco. So apparently the guy will be prosecuted at least a little bit there, but probably not all that much. 844-500-4242. So someone else posted, is this story Russian disinformation? You could throw back all this stuff, and all these Democrat congressmen. This is horrifying. And it is. It is horrifying. But where were they when the Democrat was outside Brett Kavanaugh's house earlier this year? There was the same. Did Lori Trahan, who tweeted out this is horrifying, did she tweet out anything about Brett Kavanaugh? Just asking for a friend. And I also like they say motivation is under investigation. You know, that's what you usually hear when someone's yelling Allah Akbar while he's opening fire on a gay bar in Orlando. We may never know the motivation of the guy, the Muslim terrorist who was yelling Allah Akbar. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I love your show, and I think you're fantastic. What I would like to talk about is, you know, I'm really fed up with what's going on here with this government and the people. I don't even know what to say here. These people really need to start reading the Declaration of Independence and realize that this government works for us and we need to start taking it back.
I'm looking forward to a Republican wave, Ed, but do you have any confidence that they're going to really do anything significant? You know, maybe they'll, you know, do stuff around the edges and, you know, try to impeach this guy, this cabinet secretary, or this FBI director. But do you have any confidence that anything is really going to change greatly?
No, I really don't, and that's my point.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could say differently. But I think this new group that's going to get in that will be a little more serious, I'm not sure they're going to be serious enough, or the deep state is just so deep. I'm Howie Carr.